Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Noel from San Diego.
My name's Noel, and I'm an alcoholic. And it is really nice to be here. Thank you to Lisa, who will be your 45-minute speaker, for asking me to come and share. 10 minutes goes by really fast, so that's what I'm hoping for. That means about 3.33 seconds for what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. My sobriety date is April 1st, 2016. So God willing, his joke will come true, and I'll have 4 years of sobriety on April Fool's Day this year. It's a good sobriety date. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I was like, and then I'll tell you what happened and what I'm like now. I believe in my heart of hearts that I was born an alcoholic. I think that I know it runs in my family. This is a family disease, but I believe that even before I took the very first drink, that I was an alcoholic. I got to see this behavior when I look back at it now. It's pretty obvious, I think, to a lot of people in my life at the time, but not so much to me. I mean, I used to, at 14, dress up like an old lady with latex makeup on and steal my mom's car and drive up to the local liquor store and change my voice and go in and buy some alcohol. And it worked. I thought that was normal, but turns out it's not. You know, I got sober at an early age. I went into my first treatment center, not by my choice, when I just turned 19 years old, and learned about Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't stay around Alcoholics Anonymous, but after a few more tries, I finally did stick around in 1993. I was 23 years old, and I did everything I was supposed to do, kind of did it a little bit backwards, fixed the outsides up first, and then slowly fixed the insides up. And I got, and I stayed sober for over 17 years of sobriety. And, you know, this disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. And if you don't keep things balanced in here, you can relapse. And that's what happened to me. And so that's what I was like. I qualify. I know that I'm an alcoholic. I know that I have this disease. I know now that it's a disease of body, mind, and spirit. I have a trifold disease. And it's a trifold solution. It's unity, service, and recovery. And if I want to, you know, half measures availed us nothing. And when they say that half measures availed us nothing, they really do mean nothing. If I do this halfway, I don't get anything. But if I do it all the way, I get everything. And I've proven this to myself. So I know that to be true. So unity for me is coming to meetings. I absolutely need it. I need this fellowship. I need to connect with other people that are doing the same thing as me. I need to hear it. I need to know about it. Service, I need to be giving back. I'm sponsoring people. I'm being sponsored. I do service at meetings. I help where I possibly can. Every day in my prayers, I ask for opportunities to help others. And recovery, I work the 12 steps. I'm in the steps actively. I don't know which step keeps me sober. I don't know whether it's one or whether it's four or eight or 12. So I do all of them because I'm just not sure. You know, I love to be balanced in this program because I do get everything out of it that I put into the program. You know, the way that I maintain my life now, because what happened was this road narrows. You get some sobriety, you have a pink cloud, you feel really good, you do what you need to do, you work the steps. And then you kind of stop and we rest on our laurels. At least I know that's what I did. And I got further away from my higher power, which was just the most important thing in my sobriety, was my higher power. And I got a resentment, and I got angry, and I walked away. And I walked right into an opportunity to pick up, and that's exactly what I did, you know? And I knew exactly where to come back to, though. And if it was better out there, I would still be out there, because I am a hope to die drunk. There's nothing that I'd rather do than be out there, you know, drinking and using. The reason I drank and used was because I didn't like my feelings. You know, I didn't like the way I felt, except if I was loaded. I didn't like my uncomfortable feelings, the way I dealt with them when I was a child. This is another thing. I used to go into the closet and have my feelings in there. You know, I've since come out of the closet. But that's a different meeting. But I'm out of the closet with my feelings, too. You know, I get to express all of them. I can't have the positive feelings, I've realized. God, I try and control everything. I just want to have the happy feelings. I want to feel the joy and the laughter and, you know, just passion and just, oh, just all the good stuff. And just avoid the negative feelings. I don't want to feel any sadness. I don't want to be angry. I don't, you know, any of that stuff. I don't want to feel bad about myself, insecure, nothing. And I can't avoid it. What happens is it seeps out the little cracks. And it's like this festering grossness inside me, you know? If I let everything out, then I get to experience the beauty of all those magnificent feelings. So I've learned that I have to let out my fears and my anger and my resentment and my sadness and my loss and all of my humanness. And I get the opportunity to stay sober and to be who I am today. I'm grateful to have this program. I'm a participating member of society today. I own my own business, which has just happened in the last year. Family members want me around now. I have a whole bunch of friends that are here to support me and sobriety sisters that love me. I have, you know, everything that I could possibly want that I sat on that couch dreaming about, because that's all I could do was just dream and make plans, and it didn't work. You know, I needed to get in there and take the action. And this program is about action. There are a ton of people that need it. And there's a ton of people, even more so, that want it, but it's for people that do it, because you can't get sober doing nothing. If nothing changes, nothing changes.